Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. We're so thrilled you're here today. In fact, there are so many people that make this part of their daily routine. So if you're a regular around here, thanks so much for doing that. But if you're new to these, you can dive in starting today, and I would encourage you to consider making these part of your daily routine every single weekday. There's something powerful about building positive habits into our life that over time have a compounding impact. And my hope is that our few minutes together would provide encouragement. Well, today I want to talk about what I call arresting the situation. To arrest something means to stop it. It means to put an end to it. It means to take control of it. And there are times that we need to do this in areas of our life, particularly as it relates to the conflict in our lives. The Bible says in Proverbs 17, verse 14, it says, starting a quarrel is like opening a floodgate. So stop before a dispute breaks out. Now, this is a powerful metaphor. He talks about opening a floodgate. Opening a floodgate often brings devastation. If you were to get rid of the dam that is near my house and the lake were to overflow the land, thousands of homes and thousands of lives would likely be destroyed. And in a similar way, starting an argument can do the same thing. It can destroy relationships. It can leave lasting damage that can't be undone. Now, I will say this, that not all confrontation is bad or negative. In fact, Ephesians 4 in the New Testament teaches us that we're to speak the truth in love. And so sometimes the most loving thing that we can do is to confront somebody, but to do that in love. Well, one of the things that makes this particular proverb, though, and this warning from Proverbs 17 so powerful and so helpful is that it reminds us of the potential impact of disputes. It seems to teach us that disputes ought to be a last resort, not the first step we take, that it should be the last thing that we go to, not a normal operating principle. What I found is that some people enjoy conflict. It seems they enjoy starting something for the sake of it. Others, they exaggerate situations just to get a rise out of somebody else. But this proverb reminds us that living this way can often lead to some irreversible results. So the question is, well, how do you arrest a situation before it gets out of hand? How do you stop it? How do you handle it in the right way? Well, I want to give you four simple but powerful reminders about how to arrest a situation. And the first one starts with this. Number one, we need to inventory our motives. We typically have this binary way of looking at conflict. What I mean by that is that we categorize people and we assume that the other person is totally wrong and that we are totally right. But if we're be honest, experience tells us and shows us that it's never really that clear cut. So before we point our fingers at someone else, we need to start by looking within at our own motives, because what we find is that motives are rarely all good or all bad. So start there. Inventory your motives. The second principle is to seek godly counsel. It's usually helpful to talk with a trusted friend, a spouse, or maybe even a mentor about a situation to get their input. An outside perspective can often help us to see a situation more clearly. Number three, clarify the wrong. Now that you've got a bit of distance between you and whatever that inciting incident was, ask yourself, has a wrong actually occurred? Why am I reacting to this? What do I wish had happened? See, this clarity brings a great deal of confidence on what to do next. Did something wrong actually occur or not? And the last one is number four, do the loving thing. At times, we'll find that we overreacted to something, and so the most loving thing to do is to actually drop the issue. In these cases, the goal is that we would learn from them, that we'd begin to identify the triggers that set us down this path so that we can arrest them sooner. But other times, we'll find that an injustice has indeed occurred, and the most loving thing in that moment for yourself and for the other person is to speak the truth in love. And the truth is, conflict is going to happen. It's inevitable. But dealing with conflict in a damaging way is not necessary. It is possible to handle hard situations in the right way. For me, that often starts with a simple prayer where I ask God, God, would you give me wisdom to know what to do? And God, would you give me the courage and the self-control to do whatever that is? man, that is hands down the best way I've found to arrest the situation. Well, thanks again for being on the podcast today. I want to encourage you to swing over to weekdaymeditation.com for a time with Pastor Chuck. And then also, if you're in the Sugar Hill area, would you go out this week and pick up some ravioli or some canned tuna and bring it back this Sunday as part of our backpack project, where we're able to bless hundreds of families in our community every single week. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.